It appears Republicans will have an 18-15 majority in the Senate, enough of a cushion that if moderates like Senator Dale Schultz occasionally disagree with party leaders, the GOP will still be in charge and team with the Republican-controlled Assembly and Governor Scott Walker. Walker issued a statement last night saying he looks forward to working with members of both parties to grow the state's economy and create jobs. The likely new Senate Majority Leader, Scott Fitzgerald, says the state budget will dominate the landscape and perhaps include more tax cuts.
The one bright spot in the economic news that we've had as of late is that income tax collections have been up. So the Fiscal Bureau continues to tell us, yeah, there's going to be some revenue available by January. And if that's the case, I mean, I would never rule out, you know, some type of tax cut.
Fitzgerald says he also expects pro-mining legislation to be back on the agenda. Republican Senator Glenn Grothman thinks the mining bill would pass this time,
which would be good as far as getting jobs up north and hopefully also helping the factories in the southeastern part of the state.
Democrats may try to slow down the Republicans' agenda, but how they would do that isn't immediately clear. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.